Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm going to make my screen bigger so I could see you better. Hello. I'm just praying to all the tech gods again that everything goes well. When I logged on, it says this is taking longer than usual. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to make my chat screen bigger so that you can tell me, can you see me? Can you hear me? Oh God, I just love reading. I love that you can register early. So, oh God, look at this. I love that you can register early so that I can read some of your hellos and comments and stuff. Everything sound good? Yay. Last time I wasn't able to hear everyone okay. So what also going to do this time, because we had feedback, but I couldn't hear it because I couldn't hear everyone that well. What we're going to do is when I ask people to join me live, that I'll mute your microphone while I'm talking, and then I'll unmute it when I'm listening and you're talking. That way we won't get as much feedback. We like feedback in terms of like how things are going, what you're liking, what you'd like to change. That kind of feedback is good in terms of microphone feedback. Not so good. Oh, hello from Pittsburgh. We have a couple of Yinzers here. I know we have Maria, Sherry. It's so great to see you. I miss all you. And hello in Los Angeles. Praying for your city and all cities right now. Oh, a few people from Los Angeles, Redmond, Oregon. It's so nice to see you. Yeah, love seeing all the hellos. Feeling grateful. I'm feeling grateful too for all these opportunities to be together. So we have a few new people. I want to explain how this works, and even if you've been here before, it's good to have a reminder. Well, first of all, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I originally created these so that I can do readings for people in a group setting because I've found that we all have the same patterns and it's more efficient and also more validating and affirming when we see and experience other people having the same kind of challenges, growth edges, that kind of thing. And then we heal together and it's exponentially powerful. What has happened is every month, and I always like to do the readings according to the monthly themes of what's coming up astrologically, like what our astrology shows is going to come up for us. And that's something I always like to do anyway. But what's happened is every month, my guides download me with lessons, exercises, and things that they want to share about those themes. Now, I'm still figuring out the flow of these, and so let me know how you like the wave of how we're doing things. We always start out calling in our guides, which we're going to do in a moment. And then I talk about what's going on, and then lately do a few exercises, and then I take questions in this theme. So I'd love to hear, that's the feedback that I'm always interested in, and that kind of thing. So I'm going to talk about what's come up this month because it's quite a lot. Even though I know in my forecast, I'm like, it's an easier month, but it's in a very challenging year. So, in terms of the astrology, there's still tension because 2025 slash life, but but also, it's just a very challenging year. And sometimes when the skies are more open, it's like anything goes. All right, that said, is there anything you'd like to share with me before we say our prayer? I'd love to hear from you. Anything that's come up this month? Oh, hello in Canada. I like the format. Good, Joanne. That's nice. I'm glad to hear it. And also the times, like if there are times that you would have preferred, because I'll, you know, when the session's finished, I can always adjust the times as long as it's not early morning. As people know me, I'm a bit of a night owl. I keep thinking I'm going to change that, but it never happened. All right. So, yeah, just curious about all of that. Anyway, the time suits me very well. Yes, wonderful. So far, it's working for Joanne, which I'm super happy because I love Joanne. And I'd love to hear also from you. Times are good. Okay, wonderful. And, you know, you can write in and all the things. It doesn't need to happen right now, but I'd like to hear now as well. This time's better for good. Yeah, I tried to. It's a bit renegade to like do it at alternate times, but I thought that should, because you know what? People from Australia and New Zealand and anywhere down under, it's like they tend to always have to listen to recording, even though I personally would prefer the recording because you can stop and slow down and listen, but it's nice to have the opportunity, right? It's nice to have options. But as you know, the recording is just as powerful as live. But I do love being with you live as well. And even though we do certain astrological themes, these are helpful for you whenever. Like if you listen to this 3, 4, 5 years from now, these are universal human themes. So there's that as well. Oh, good, Lynn, you are from Australia. So I did this for you. I did it. So you are not a night owl because I think it's still early there. Okay. So I'm going to say a prayer and call in our benevolent ancestors and guides. And as Sherry and Marie know, when I used to do these live in Pittsburgh and San Diego, we'd all gather around a circle and hold hands. So I'd like us all to imagine that, and also anyone who's listening later on, that you are in this circle. Okay. So I'm going to imagine we're all holding hands. And so we're energetically connected. Okay. So close your eyes. Okay. Close your eyes and put yourself in a column of light. And this column goes from heaven all the way down to the core of the earth. And you're grounded. You're so grounded to our benevolent earth, our nourishing, nurturing, life-giving earth. You are connected. You are rooted. You are grounded. You are present as you're in this column of light. And the energy from this circle is going through your hands, into your heart, out the other hand to all of us. So this love energy is going through the circle, and this is creating a circle of light and love and power. And we are enveloped in light. And imagine in each of the four corners of your room, a pillar of light. And each of the four corners of your home, and beautiful sparkling streams of light that connect them all. We are all enveloped in light. And in the center of our circle is a ball of light that's growing bigger and larger and bigger and brighter and bigger and larger, protecting us all, drawing away all lower thought forms, energies, and vibrations, and infusing us with love, warmth, healing, and protection. And it is in this sacred space, this protected space, that we call in our guides. Great Spirit, surround us with your love, your light, your peace, your power, and your grace. Help us to be at one with you, and may we feel your presence in our hearts. We invite the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel to guard and protect the four corners of our spaces and ensure that we connect only with the highest energies in the love and light of the Creator. We invite all of the archangels, our angels, highest level spirit guides, power animals, benevolent ancestors, and beings of light to surround us, protect us, and share your love and wisdom with us. We ask that you help us release the fears, energetic, karmic bonds and expectations that keep us stuck in fear. Help us release all that for ourselves, for future and past generations, so we may walk in light, in love, joy, power, and prosperity. And that light grows bigger and brighter to bring light and joy and peace and beauty and love to the earth for all creatures in all dimensions and all directions of time for the highest and best of all. Thank you. Amen. My palms are sweaty now. I hope I didn't get your palms sweaty since I was holding all your hands energetically. So, Maria, are you able to see me? Yes. Okay. So I'm glad that you can see and hear me, hopefully. So I want to talk about what we're going to talk about today. We are in the sun sign of Gemini, and I like to do themes. And so originally I was going to do very Gemini kind of themes about communication and having your voice heard and being seen or all those things. But our guides had other plans because, first of all, Jupiter moved into Cancer on June 9th, and it's going to be there for 1 year. And so Jupiter expands everything it touches, and Cancer is the sign of nurturing and motherhood and protection and also things related to homeland and country and things like that. So we see the light and shadow of all those things expanding right now. And Mercury moved into Cancer. And the other thing that was going on this month is that we are in a sixth universal month at the time of this recording, July of 2025. And six is very much like the sign of Cancer. It has to do with home and nurturing and parenting and responsibility. And those themes were so prevalent this month that I changed course because it feels bigger than our sun sign being in Gemini. And so what me and our guides want to help you with today is family patterns, releasing family patterns and releasing ancestral fears and any energetic patterns from your ancestors that need and want to be cleared. And so that's a lot. So it was kind of interesting to me that my guides were very clear that they said, this is a big topic. And once you unravel a piece of it, the other things start aligning. So they didn't want me to make this heavy in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they were very clear that play is healing for us, that we need to reclaim joy and play. And that is one of the greatest things that can heal us. And when you think about parenting and children and all that, we think of the responsibility and the heaviness or the guilt that comes with that. They want us to focus on the childlike aspects of it. Reclaiming joy, reclaiming wonder, reclaiming childlike creativity, and that sense of trust that everything's going to be okay. Now, I understand we did not all have a childhood that was easy. I certainly didn't. And yet the childlike qualities are what we are meant to reclaim, especially if you had a childhood where you didn't get to play enough. However, my guides also made something else very clear to me. And this is somewhat illustrative in the Lover's card of the tarot, which is the sixth card, and we're in the sixth month. And the way I learned numerology was through tarot. So six, yes, to play, right? Six in the tarot now is the Lover's card. And if you look at the Lover's card, it's, and I don't have it with me, but you can all imagine with me, and this is part of being a child. If you imagine something, then it's real to you in that moment, right? So it's two lovers. So it's like Adam and Eve, and they're naked. And Adam's looking at Eve, and Eve is like, eyes up here, Adam. There's Archangel Gabriel. They're both naked, right? And Archangel Gabriel's there. And that's the sense of like being naked in yourself and having that expression of who you are and just being completely yourself and that expression. Now, the ancient original, not ancient, but however old the tarot is, right? Hundreds of years, is a little bit different. You have the man, the young man, looking at his lover, and his mom is right there, which is very pertinent to the energy of the six and that sense of you have a heart's desire that is drawing you somewhere, drawing you to new frontiers, to new exploration, to new forms of expression. And we're all going through that now because all the signs are changing this year. So we all have these new archetypes emerging. And the mom is there saying, like, all of your expectations can hold you back. Especially, actually, if you had a very nurturing family. So, like, there's challenges to not having a family that was nurturing to your specific gifts, because then you have to self-parent. But there's also challenges if you're in a very close family. The expectations and the guilt around your desires versus what's expected of you. And it's very pertinent right now because we're in this moment where we are all leaving an identity behind. And we're in the year of the snake. All the planets are changing signs and lighting up different parts of your birth chart. So can you see how this energy is playing out now? There's this like idea about what you've always done and what's expected of you in tension with what you really want right now and where you're going and what you need to let go of. Does this so far make sense to you? Please feel free to write in the chat as I'm talking about things so that I know that you get what I'm saying or if it's resonating or even if it's not. Oh, leaving being a librarian behind. Oh, congratulations. Play being a theme. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. And so when you think about family patterns or ancestral patterns, I'm not sure how much they had a chance, like past generations either, like to completely feel safe and play. And I don't believe we're experiencing that now. I don't know what it feels like in other countries. I just know right here, right now in the United States, things feel very, very weird and scary to many, many people. Not all people, but many people. Retiring, Christine, mazel tov. Yes. And so one of the things that our guides want to convey and bestow upon you to heal your family and to heal some of these family patterns is a sense of feeling safe, letting go of guilt, and feeling easy. Because that is something, again, I'm not sure any culture completely or any generation has ever had a chance to experience completely. If you think about all the things that have happened in history and are continuing to happen. So when we cultivate that sense of safety, joy, and play, this is going to be what is healing yourself, your past, and future generations. And when my guides gave me this download, it brought up a fear in me. I was like, oh, that seems like a cop-out. I'm like, I need to like really just make this healing like so deep. And they're like, no, this is what we all need right now. And so I am sharing what my guides have shared with me to share with you to restore a sense of joy and play, because joy is our liberation. Joy is our liberation. And if you think about anyone who's ever been oppressed by a person, a culture, you know, like oppression is like, you can't have that joy. You can't have that sense of being yourself. And so I want to emphasize the message. Joy is the liberation. And when I think of this sixth energy and how it relates to responsibility and feeling responsible for your loved ones, in a way that feels burdensome. Burden, is that word? I'm not sure. Maybe. Anyway, in a way that when I'm in my right brain, I'm like, I don't know what's going on in my left brain. But that sense of feeling responsible and guilty for having joy, having those moments to yourself. So I want to get this before we go through any healing exercises. I want to get this in your left brain to filter into your body, that your guides want you to reclaim ease, joy, and creativity. And that is how you help past and future generations. Because there are these hidden loyalties in our soul contracts with our families that if we do better than other people in our family, that we're somehow making them feel bad about themselves, or it's not fair. Or especially if you're a parent, that if you take that time to yourself, that you're not doing enough, and there's guilt around that. Or if you have aging parents, and a lot of people right now have both, you know, the sandwich generation, right? That, you know, you should always be doing more. And somehow that if you're like denying yourself, you're going to be helping them. So, yes, the when parents pass away, it is very interesting, because it is interesting. There's two ways people handle parents passing away. It's they become saints automatically. Or somehow, sometimes that liberates you to heal the things that you didn't want to say while they're alive, or didn't want to admit while they were alive. And usually it's a combination of both. Anybody else want to share anything? Peggy says, I was in a position of looking after my family as a child, so now I play as much as I can. Yes. And yes, and having to move through the guilt. There's another thing that our guides wanted to bring up is, and they said it applies to at least 98% of the people who are on this call, either live or the recording. Like if you signed up for this. You most likely have a soul contract as a healer in some way. And that doesn't mean that's what you do as a professional, though many of us do. You came in. Well, first of all, let me say something. We often reincarnate into the same family or with the same people in different roles. So you could be your own great, great grandmother. Does that make sense to you? Like you let's say you're a great, great, you know, you have kids, and then after you spend some time on the other side, you come back as their kids, right? And there are stories of all these, you know, children who are more in touch with the other side. And they'll say, remember when I was changing your diapers? And like parents think that's just like, ha ha, they're so funny and cute. But that's actually a thing. That's real. That's a real thing. Like you can incarnate as your own ancestor, like, you know, descendant. And so we're all coming here to heal patterns. Sometimes you'll choose just, you know, a different family to incarnate into, you know, to heal different patterns. Also, like older souls tend to choose families where you're like, am I an alien? My siblings used to tell me I was adopted. It was very easy for me to believe. And, you know, being adopted is a gift, by the way, right? But when you're a kid, you know, they did it to like, because they were, it was a way of them saying like, you don't, you know, you're different than us. So like, I definitely was. So I am an M. So I my guides have showed me that the people, most of the people on this call, if not all of us, came with a soul contract to heal our family karma more than the other members of the family. They're going through their own karma, but you came in with a contract to say, I'm going to like wipe out a lot of the intergenerational karma. So I'm going to take it on and heal it. What happens is you get to the earth and you're like, oh, dang, how do I do that? Like, that sounded so good. Well, I was up there, but now I'm like, I took it on, but I'm not sure how to get rid of it. And then you go through and you just do this for other people. You're like, that's fine. I'll take it on for you. No, I can handle it. And so this six energy that we're in right now is the number of the martyr. And Cancer is the sign that tends toward martyrdom most. And so a lot of us have that martyr contract where we know we came in to heal patterns. So we take things. And we take on responsibilities, but even more, you take on energetic emotions from all. Oh, it's funny. The chat's like all of a sudden people are writing now. You take on this, you take it on. And that is one of the things that we're going to be doing in the exercise that we're going to do in just a moment. So before we get to that, I want to hear. Maria says, my mom and sister would say that I was switched at birth. I mean, anybody else want to say anything? That's a burden. It's been going on for generations and I'm the one to heal it. They told me I was adopted too. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I have different, like everything in me is different. Although I sort of look like my dad. And you know, also, I have weird like thumbs on my thumbs and my toes. And that's like I got from my parents. If anyone saw the hand analysis podcast I just did, when I was reading about palmistry, they're like, yes, you have the thumbs of a murderer. Yes, the black sheep. So yeah, most of us are the black sheep of the family. And, or like I said, even if you had like the most nurturing family, you're probably like super ultra close to them then. Like, I feel like pretty much most people on this call are like, not like somewhere in between. It's like one or the other, like you're, or a combination, like you're ultra close and you feel responsible for them, or you feel like I can't do something like this because this has always been expected of me. Kind of like that six tarot card we were talking about, or you were just like, different and yet you felt that you had to heal everybody there, and you're different, and therefore you're like more capable because you can do things by yourself and you're hyper like responsible and so strong spiritually. Do you get what I'm saying? So, oh, one of five siblings, and none of us are like in any way. Yeah, me too, right? It's interesting. I mean, one of four siblings, but Stacy says, both of my sisters similar in mind, and you're meant to be the healer. Okay, so Stacy, you said, I don't feel like I'm quite sure how, and you're Cancer. Happy birthday month coming up. Well, the point is, and this is what we're going to be healing, you don't need to know how to heal everybody else. You be yourself. And when you embody this energy of joy, creativity, ease, and love, that is what is meant to heal, not taking it on. So this is the distinction that our guides want us to know. You are not meant to do more or take on more. You are meant to be yourself joyfully, creatively, lovingly, and that is what heals. That's why we had Gabrielle and the Lover's card. What? Hello, Christine's one of 13 siblings? What? Wow. And ow. I mean, like, that's a lot of siblings to for your mom. I mean, oh my gosh. Now you're learning to be responsible only for me. That's, yeah. I mean, that's like a big, big thing, right? That is a big thing. And Stacy, yes, I'm glad that. So do you all get what I'm saying? You're not meant to heal through doing more or taking on more. You are meant to heal by learning how not to do that. It is the opposite. It's the opposite, right? You getting this? Okay, so I'm going to take a sip of water, let you digest that, and then we're going to go through some exercises, and then I'm going to take questions. And by the way, for the live questions, if you want to be chosen, please make your question like relative to what we have to say, literally maybe about relatives. But also, if just technically, Chrome and no phone, like Chrome browser on a desktop is way better than anything else, like a phone or Firefox or whatever for this, for Crowdcast. So yeah, don't heal your parents. You know what I mean? Like, you can heal your parents, all generations, by being yourself. And ultimately, that's what your parents ideally want for you, right? Is for you to be happy in yourself. And again, you know, sometimes there's healing because your parents didn't want that for you, but then that's healing you regardless. Okay. I didn't take my sip of water, so I'm totally going to do that now. And then we're going to go through some exercises. How's this resonating with you so far? Is this feeling resonant? Does this feel like it makes sense and all the things? Yes. Yes, Sandhya. Great. Okay. Yes, Sonia. Good. Julia. Landing gently. Gentle is good. Very freeing. So much so. Okay. With presence, we harmonize and heal. That's right. So that's something that I learned when I started channeling the angels for that 28-day program that I do. It's like, it was all about lifting energy. Instead of the law of attraction, it was the law of resonance. Like, you lift your energy and that lifts everyone and everything around you. So you become the strongest presence. You know, you become that. And we need that. We need that in the world. Especially, you're like, what can I do in the world? Like, aside from, like, you know, voting and all those things, but this right? His presence. Okay, so I'm going to take another sip, and then if you want to shake things out, you know, get your body moving before we go into stillness, you know, feel free to do whatever you're comfortable with to get comfortable, because I'm going to be guiding you through some inner journey. Okay. All right. Well, I will close my camera here while we, oh yeah, Joanne, I'm glad you like the 28 Days of Angels. That's like still my favorite creation. Okay. So ready? Close your eyes. All right. First, practice being present in your body. Breathe deeply and easily. Good. And notice how that calms your body, mind, and spirit. Simply breathing. And imagine yourself grounded to the earth, like you have roots that grow deep into the earth from your feet and the base of your spine. Deep, deep roots. And keep breathing. Slow, deep, and even breath. And you're going to breathe in light through the top of your crown. Let that fill your body. And exhale any stress or negativity or fear through your roots. Breathe in light. And breathe out fear. And again, put yourself in a column of light. And call in your angels. Call in Archangel Michael. Just think about him, say his name. Archangel Michael, come to me now. Michael gives you a feeling of confidence, certainty. He protects you so you can be completely relaxed because you have the ultimate protector with you. Good. You can bring in your guardian angels to surround you and have them have as much space as you need. They don't need to be right on top of you. You have lots of space to feel free, but you're enveloped in light. So you can move freely in that light. And you're going to ask to connect with your soul guides, your highest level soul guides. You don't need all of them, just anyone that can represent your soul guides that helped you create these soul contracts with your family. And call in as many or as few soul guides as you'd like, these highest level guides. And don't worry about getting this right or wrong. Just simply call them in. You can say from your heart, quietly or out loud, I call in my soul guides to help me heal these contracts of fear and limitation. So that I may feel and be expansive, joyful, and free. Okay, so they're going to assist with the healing. And what I'm going to do is ask you to tune into yourself. When I bring something up, you tune into yourself. And whatever comes to you is what needs to happen. You may simply see a color or feel something or hear something or light or nothing at all. Just trust the process. Don't strain. Don't judge. Simply allow. So get back in your body. Get nice and grounded. Bring your awareness to your solar plexus. Good. Now, whether your mother is alive, you knew them, you didn't know them, whatever represents your mother in your mind, in your psyche, you call in the energy of your mother and first notice how you feel in your body when you do that. And so we're going to surround your mother with love and light. The angels are healing your mother's energy as much as they can, without them physically being present in their permission, but you are sending that love and protection as we tune in to that energy. Now bring this protection around yourself and tune into yourself, particularly your solar plexus area. And first notice how you feel in your solar plexus. Is there any tightness, fear, or guilt? Ask your angels to help you release that so you can feel free and expansive. Good. Good. Now, ask yourself, as you tune into your body, tune into your heart, are there any fears that you picked up from your mother? What fears did you pick up? Now just notice the first thing that comes to you, and it could just be a sensation. What thoughts, beliefs, fears that may be limiting you now? What did you pick up from your mother? They could be her fears or fears about you. Just notice what comes up for you. Any words that come to you? And now notice how you feel in your body. And you're going to bring a light into your body to help release and break down any restrictions, fears, limitations, negative expectations. You're going to ask the angels and your soul guides to help you release those fears. They don't belong to you. And you can see your angels take this fear from you. You can give it to them. You don't need this anymore. You can imagine gathering up this fear energy. Maybe it's a ball. Maybe it's a symbol. Whatever it is, gather it up and hand it to Archangel Michael. Hand it to him. And that it's going to be transmuted into light. And by doing so, you feel light. You feel ease. Now, whatever that fear was, imagine yourself embodying the remedy for that. What is it that you would like to feel Instead, you can feel it on behalf of yourself and all your ancestors. You can feel that sense of ease, joy, freedom, safety, confidence. Allow yourself to embody that. As you breathe deeply and easily, and you feel your energy release and expand and release and expand. Good. Now your angels are reminding you that you no longer need to take on her fears. You can release them to the angels. And you can ask the angels to take them before they get to you. All your angels are here supporting you. Let them take this from you. And feel how much lighter you feel. And breathe deeply and easily as you let go anything that doesn't serve you or your ancestors. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Good. Now you thank your angels and your mother's soul and spirit for the lessons, the opportunities, the strength that they carried. And you release them now to be with their own energy. And you thank your angels for helping with that. And take another deep breath. And let go of what no longer needs to be in your energy field or body. Let it go in all directions of time. Good. Now you're going to do this with your father. Call in your father's energy. Whatever, whomever represents your father to you, whatever comes to you. And you put them in a column of light and surround them with light, and the angels are here with you and with them. And you're going to tune into your body. First of all, how do you feel? Notice if there's any tension and allow yourself to release that tension with light. Let the angels take that tension from you as you feel expansive. Good. Nice. Allow yourself to breathe. And as you tune into yourself, ask yourself what fears you carried from your father. You may get an answer. You may simply get a feeling, a word, a color. Notice what comes to you and how you feel in your body. Good. Now breathe into that and you ask the angels to take it from you, to take this fear, to release it from you. As you breathe in light. And again, you can imagine putting it in a ball or having a symbol, whatever that means for you, seeing this texture and giving this to Archangel Michael, who's going to transmute this into pure light so that you and your paternal energy can all feel lighter. You no longer need to carry this. Now ask your higher self to show you what you can feel instead. And allow yourself to embody that body, mind, and spirit in every cell of your being. Notice yourself feeling confident, protected, safe, proud, free, joyful. Breathe into that and let that energy expand. And now you release your father's energy with the angels protecting him, with the angels ministering their love to him. And you can let that energy go now as you connect with yourself and your higher self. And you thank your father for the gifts and opportunities for your soul and for all they did to be in the world. And you release that now with that blessing. You release him to be blessed. Now breathe in joy and feel that emanate in your body. Breathe in play, playfulness, and have that delight all of your senses. Breathe in the energy of creativity and let that fill your whole being. And color the world around you. And ground this in the energy of safety, peace, contentment, and security. All of your needs are met, and then some. You have all you need and more. You are completely at home in your body, in the world. You are at home and safe and protected. And let that emanate in all directions of time. That sense of safety, peace, and security. Backwards and forwards, and all timelines. And so it is. And breathe in the joy of that peace and security, and take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. And exhale. Feel that ground into the earth and emanate all around you. And whenever you are ready, you can open up your eyes. Hi. Hello. How is everyone? I know ancestral work is... Aw, Nikki. I was thinking of you when I was doing that, Nikki. I hope that you found that liberating and helpful. How are you feeling? Anyone want to share anything that came up for you or how you're feeling? Or it was liberating. That's the word. Liberation. Safety. This is what our guides want us to feel. This is what our guides want us to feel. Peace, peaceful, safe, liberated. And this is what is going to help ourselves and our relations, all directions of time and the planet, right? This is what we need to feel. This is what we want, not just our loved ones to feel, but everyone on the planet. So we are creating a sense of peace safety, security, nourishment, joy. This is what the planet needs right now. This is what you need right now. Now, I don't have biological, physical children. I have cancer in my house of like career, which is interesting because I'm like, well, that makes sense because this is my sense of parenting or nurturing. However, I was thinking about when I was like, oh, let go of when I was thinking about the exercises and downloading, like let go of responsibility for other people, which we actually didn't do, but that was part of my intention. And then I was thinking about like people with children. And my guide said that they want you to let go of the guilt of trying to be all perfect, that they want you to enjoy your life. That is liberation. That's what you want to model for them. Not like you should neglect them, but that by taking care of yourself is beneficial for them. That's what you can model for them. And I hope that makes sense. When it comes to your loved ones, they want you to let go of the guilt. They want you to liberate yourself to enjoy your life. And that, whether your loved ones are here or on the other side, that is what they want for you. That is what they want for you. Anybody else want to love them with no guilt? Yeah, exactly. And when you feel the guilt, ask yourself, what is this? What is this about? Like, what am I feeling I need to deny myself in order to make them happier? And you'll start to unravel that. So I hope that was, my intention was to be deep enough to be healing and not so deep that you're like exhausted again. Mary Ellen says, for some reason, I'm still feeling a heavy weight in my heart, did not fully free myself. Well, Mary Ellen, now or after the call or throughout the month, right? Sometimes this weight will take a while to lift. And I recommend, especially for you, for some reason, not to try to think about what it means, but to simply focus on the somatic sensation of simply breathing and releasing. Don't try to figure out what it is. Mary Ellen, your guides are saying, I think you're trying to get your logic in there too much. And they want you to simply focus on the physical, somatic feelings. And that will all help help you. So I'm going to take another sip of water while we shake it off. And then I'm going to be taking questions. Yes, the humanness of your parents. Exactly. Exactly. I'm going to be taking questions in a moment. Now, remember, and bring you on if you want to come on camera. There's two places to write in here. If you want to come on camera with me, I don't know where it is on your phone, but again, there's a little question mark on the side of your screen, and that's the Q&A part. And that's where, if you want to come on, like write like a one or two sentence, very brief kind of question. Like, okay, I'm having this feeling of guilt about this with my brother. Like, you know, how do I help myself through this? Or how do I release this? Or something relative to relatives. Or simply a sense of like, even if it's your career, like taking on too much. Or because a lot of times we transfer our family stuff to our colleagues, our coworkers, our friends. So even if it's not like those kinds of things. And I remember when I was doing one-on-one readings, I can't tell you how many times people would just like put their pet to sleep because their pet was suffering, and they would come in like just feeling so guilty, crying, sobbing that they didn't do enough. And I'm just like, you know, pets are children too, right? So just anything, like anything that you're feeling, that you can write it in the Q&A. I'm going to just take a break here before going to questions. I could probably take around 3. We have another half hour together. I hope you're feeling good. We fit a lot into an hour so far. I feel, hopefully you feel good. Okay, Peggy writes, oh wait, I think there's a place that I can put this on the screen. How do I know if I'm feeling my guilt or ancestors? Peggy, I'm going to invite you onto, oh, I'm finally getting the hang of this, onto the stage with me. They call it the stage, camera. And again, remember, I'm going to try to do this where I like mute while I'm talking. Because I think this is an important question. So I'm going to start to answer this even before I talk to you, Peggy. While you're hopefully accepting my invitation. So many of you know, because I do a lot of like soul healing. Hi, this is called, hi, Peggy. It's great to see you.
And you.
Oh, it's so great to see you. Okay, you know what? I'm going to, just to make sure, I'm just going to mute you while I talk, and then I'm going to unmute you. But we can see you and feel you. Your beautiful self. And then I'm going to, I hate the word mute. I'll figure out something else. It sounds so like, you know, like, I want you to be seen and heard. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I'm going to close your microphone while we talk. So I do a lot of past life stuff, and I oftentimes can see a person's past life. Not often, but it's not, especially when I was doing one-on-one readings, it wasn't unusual for a past life to come up. However, sometimes my guides would tell me, this past life is a metaphor. Meaning, it may not have been their actual past life. Bear with me. I am going to make a point. It may not be an actual past life. However, it is what they need to understand the feeling right now to clear the feeling. Right? Does that make sense so far? So in terms of whether it's you or your ancestors, it doesn't matter whether it's yours or your ancestors. If you're feeling it, it's something that you got from whatever situation you grew up in. Do you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter where or how you got it. The point is, anytime you heal yourself, whether it's from your ancestors or something you came in with and just like came into this family with to just, you know, heal, because that's the circumstance that your soul wanted to create to heal whatever karmic patterns that you wanted to heal, it doesn't matter. However, when you heal yourself, it heals in all directions of the family. I'm going to open up your microphone again so that you can share your thoughts and feelings about that. Does that make sense so far, Peggy? And anybody who's listening?
Yes, it does make sense. There's been I've had a lot of feelings this past few weeks coming up of guilt, having to do with parents. The anniversary of my mom's death is very recent. So it seems like those feelings have come up from that. And so much different than my dad. During that exercise, it was like a door went up when you were talking. As soon as you mentioned my mom, there was like a wall went up between us, and that was it. When it got to my dad, it was perfect. I connected with him, and then I felt I was just getting nothing but feelings of guilt. And I wasn't sure whether what you said makes sense, because I wasn't sure whether am I feeling guilty, my mom's guilt, because she has shown me that she has felt guilty of things that happened in the past, or is it my guilt because I'm not accepting her, and that's why that wall went up.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what your relationship was with your mom, but at that could be your soul guide saying you don't need to connect with her now. Like, your healing is not about her. Maybe your healing needs to be that you're okay without, you know, you're okay and you don't need to actually connect with her to heal whatever childhood things came from her.
That makes a lot of sense as well, because I haven't had connections, any kind of connections with her when I have with other people on the other side. And just every once in a while through an exercise like this is when it's almost like there's a reason that I'm not being able to connect with her. And up until now, I haven't really understood what it was, but that makes so much sense that I don't.
Yeah, you guys are like sometimes it's healthier not to. Even posthumously.
Mm-hmm.
You could take it and just take that football and run with it. Like, this is your healing.
Exactly.
And you learned whatever you needed to learn from that. And you don't need to literally, you know, you can bless her on the other side. And you do not need to connect with her spirit directly in order for you to heal. And then, you know, I did a whole podcast. Hang on. Let me mute. Not mute. Let me close the microphone for a moment. I did this podcast about when my father was passing, all the guilt that I had, because there's so much guilt around what we think. I love how we're mirroring each other. We're like, There's so much guilt around the feelings we should feel when someone is passing. Like, I should be feeling this. Or like, even if I would have a good day while he was like sick, I'd feel terrible. I'm like, oh my God. And this is why our guides kept saying joy is our liberation. Joy is our liberation, because it's like their spirit, whatever version, like, wants that for us. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't, like, my suffering 24/7 while he was declining in health wasn't going to help him. The relief that I felt when he passed and the guilt around that wasn't, you know, because the suffering, right? And some people feel relief because their parents were just terrible, you know, like, whatever, you know, like, we feel that we should feel a certain way. And we have guilt around that. And your guides, this is for everyone, want us all to be like, no, this is you. You got through what you got through by being you, right? So if your mom wasn't showing up in any of these exercises, is because you don't need her to. I'm going to open your mic again. Does that resonate with you?
Thank you. Yeah, it absolutely does, because I've been going through a big healing process. I'm at the almost a couple of weeks, I'll be taking level 2 Reiki training, and I've gone level 1, and I've been doing a lot of healing on myself through that. And so what you're saying is making so much sense, because I feel like I'm moving on and I don't need a lot of things that I've healed from things that have happened in the past.
That's right.
And that's why now it was just like kaboom, this wall.
Yeah, we brought in your soul guides for that reason. They know what you need. They know what you need. They did not need you to connect with her.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's really
You're welcome.
Showing me the way. Thank you.
And thank you for all the love and healing you're bringing into the world.
Take care.
Lots of love. It's great to see your face. I always see you, you know, I always see your writing and all the things. So it's wonderful to see your face. Thank you, Peggy. And thank you for people who come on and speak, and those who don't, you know, it's all wonderful. Maria, let's see. And I don't go in order. I just go in what my guides show me. How can I help to heal the generational trauma of my family and my husband's family? Well, hopefully that was part of what I was doing there. But let's bring you on for a specific question. How can I help heal the generational trauma of my family and my husband's family for our children or our family? So what I've been saying, hopefully is starting to resonate. But Maria, if you have a specific question, but what our guides have been very persistent about is that releasing the guilt about how we should feel, or releasing guilt about being joyful or taking care of ourselves, is a huge part of that. Maria, I hope you're going to come on here. Yay!
I'm so sorry. It took me a minute, Carrie. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
It's so good to see you. You know I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just been a little extra lately, and that's part of the problem. Like it may not even be generational. It may be actually just existing now. We just have so many challenging people and personalities in our life right now. And I'm trying to figure out how to balance it. I guess maybe some of it's about boundaries more so than even.
That is exactly it. When you're like, and when I look at your energy, and let me tell you, it feels like, you know, when like Walmart opens the doors on like, was it Black Friday or something? Like, and everyone's like trampling each other to like buy a cheap television or whatever. That is what is like, they're like punched. They're like, it's it's not like even just annoying. It's a little bit like aggressive.
Yes. Energy. It's very aggressive.
Very aggressive all around you. Yeah. And so Maria, anyone listening, anyone this is resonating with, for you, it's about like, it's okay to not deal with it, actually.
Oh.
It's okay to not even figure out how to deal with it. To literally just be like, I don't have time for this. Because I think you have to solve how to solve this.
Yes. It's like a puzzle that I can't solve and it's driving me nuts.
Yes. And so those are the words. They're like two versions of solving it. It's like, you're not going to solve, let everyone just exhaust themselves and sort it out. There's a card in the tarot.
Thank goodness.
That's coming up. It's the Ten of Swords. The Ten of Swords is like all these swords on this person's spine. And they're so, and those are like thoughts and like negativity and things like that. And it's 10 is the end of a cycle. And it's like, that is always illustrative of like, you're so exhausted, you can't anymore.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you haven't gotten to the point where you've exhausted yourself enough to can't. You're still trying. Notice this. You're still trying. You're like at the 8 or 9 of swords. And your guides are like, don't get to the 10 of swords. Don't get to that point.
Gosh, thank you.
I mean, does this make sense to you?
It makes so much sense. I mean, it's coming from everywhere. And there it's like, I don't know. It's almost like we have these family members that are so insensitive to other people that.
Well, they feel so violent about it, about their boundary breaking and their.
Yeah,
they feel so insulting in some ways.
Yep. Thank you for that word.
It's like. Punching energy. They're saying, no, I'm me. That's like the energy that's coming up. And it's like, wow, you know, and you're like trying to beat it off, but your guides are saying, don't just let them exhaust themselves. Don't even try. Because the thing is, this is with any relationship. Someone like triggers us and then we get defensive. And then we start a cycle. Your guides are saying to you, although hang on, bear with me. Your husband actually wants you to get more involved and you want to get less involved.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because I was like, your husband. And I was like, no. They're like, no, wait. Her husband actually wants her to get involved. So you and your husband don't see eye to eye on this.
No, correct? We don't. That's okay. Part of it. If we saw eye to eye, then it would be such an easier situation, Carrie.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm seeing it. Because as soon as I said it, your guides are like, Okay. So let's talk about.
Let them, but he's not willing to do that yet.
I understand. So this is karmic between you and your husband then. Okay. Also, your desire to please and keep the peace. I don't know if your parents are divorced or.
They're still together. Although you did a reading for me once and you were like, you've got to stop trying to like solve this relationship and being the peacemaker.
At least I'm consistent. And here we are, what, 12, 15 years later? And my son, well, you know, we all have our karmic patterns that keep, you know. They evolve in different forms. So again, well, here we are. At least we're consistent, right? Like that is what your guides are telling you again. But now it's with your husband. You're trying to please him. Your guides want you to be more of like the suffragette kind of energy, like. Mm-hmm. I'm my own woman. You cannot tell me what to do.
Oh, that won't make him happy.
Yes, it will not. But it will make you happier. You're not going to be comfortable with the conflict at first. But you need to train him that you're not just going to please him. You need to train him, but you need to train you.
Yeah.
Does that makes resonate with you? Sense. That's scary, right?
Yeah.
So, and that for anyone listening, you know what? People pleasing never works in the end. There's a breaking point and this is yours, but it happens to everyone in a different way.
I'm the example of it. People pleasing doesn't work.
So am I. Okay. Does that make sense?
That helps me so much because I wasn't sure what to do. And I'm going to be just honest and not knowing that if this is going to work out for me, to be honest with you, or I shouldn't even say me, it will work out for me because it's going to work out eventually. But I don't know if this relationship is going to end up working out because of our disconnect.
I actually think it will help strengthen the relationship because there's always, yes, because when we people please and swallow parts of ourselves, there is so much resentment and it comes out in ways like, why did you put that there? Why did you do this? And then you're like, why are we always fighting? It's because of the resentment. Okay. But if you are complete, this is why Archangel Gabriel in the Lover's card, now the shadow side of the Lover's card, the 15, so 6, 15 is also a 6. That's actually what month we're in right now, is the Devil card. And in the Devil card, you see the Lovers chained to the devil because that's the shadow side of the Lovers. When you're like, not like, either you get Archangel Gabriel or you get the devil. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So we're naked with Archangel Gabriel having us express our truth is what keeps a relationship balanced. When you are hiding or stuffing down or repressing your needs, your wants, it only comes out as resentment.
Okay.
Since you're afraid of arguing about the actual issue, it comes out in other ways.
That makes such sense.
And so you need, and I'm getting angel bumps talking about this, you need to be yourself and direct and not people please. And that is the salvation of the relationship.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I got angel bunts and I'm kind of thank you.
And I do think it will work out, but this is the only way. You have to be yourself. That is the lesson. That is the lesson for this whole thing. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be what makes you feel joyful and peaceful and secure. Right now, all this pleasing, all these other family members, It's not good for him either.
No. And they, I mean, in reality, they don't care about us. They don't respect us. You know,
it's the idea of you.
They love us.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. In quotes, but it's like sometimes, wow, thanks for like, is this the type of love we want?
Not really. No, it's codependence. And yeah. So I think a lot of us hopefully can relate to this and learn from this. So Maria, again, I think it's so funny. I'm like, wow, did I say this like however many years ago?
It just keeps happening. It's my pattern. You're exactly right. I just need to clear
mine too, and it's everybody's. So that's why we do these calls. And this is why I said in the beginning, I was like, we all have the same patterns. Let's do this together. So one, we know that we're not like the only ones in this. Like there's like that sense of like, okay, it's not just me and I will get through this, but also like, why repeat ourselves? Like if we're all going through, the same things, right?
That is so helpful. Thank you so much, Carrie. And every time I hear someone else's question, like Peggy, thank you so much for your question, because that helps, that all of these questions help us to heal our each other.
That's why I created this. That's why I did this, because I feel like there's safety in numbers kind of thing. Like, And the thing is, where do empaths go to you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sound healing. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, Maria, thank you so much. And I do. I feel you can really turn this around. I really, really do.
Oh, wow. You just gave me such relief, Carrie. Thank you. And I feel safer and more protected now, too.
Yeah. Thanks. Be yourself. That's our lesson. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Lots of love to you.
Lots of love to you too.
Okay, we're going to do one more. And again, I'm just going to see in the chat what's going on in there, if this is resonating with you. Oh, Maria, see, you've got lots and lots of people giving you, and I'm sure Peggy does too. I just haven't looked at the comments here. So I'm going to take one more question. Let me see. I feel like Joanne is where we're going here. How do I find peace with recent estrangement from my only living brother? Oh, my heart hurts about that for you. He himself had left the greater family to protect himself, and now I've had to close the door with him. Okay, let's bring you on, Joanne. I've heard like one in five families, which is like 20% of family in America anyway, is estranged. But Joanne, maybe you're British. I can't remember. I'll find out in a minute. But while we're waiting for Joanne, hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Oh my God. Are you outside?
Again?
Are you outside?
I'm outside in my car.
Lovely. Where are you again?
Right now I'm in Superior, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay. Yeah. Which feels foreign to me anyway.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm here at the Great Lakes. I'm usually in Madison, Wisconsin, but I'm traveling for work. There. I can do that.
I love your little witchy and monk kind of hoodie type of thing.
Thank you.
Joanne, it's always lovely to see you. And I'm so sorry to hear about your brother. First of all, your guides are saying it's the right decision, and so you can let go of the guilt around that. I know, right? Do you want to share anything about
what? Sure. Well, about 40 years ago, well, 30 some years ago, our big brother, Pat, was killed by a drunk driver. He was 27, and his pregnant girlfriend was in the car, lost the baby and survived.
That's a lot right there. I'm sorry.
It was a lot. And it was a couple of days before my 22nd birthday. So in our family, there were three girls born in February, two boys born in July. So every February, we would get together and celebrate birthday month. And so instead of celebrating birthday month that year, we buried our brother. And then our remaining brother, Jim, had no brother. And the codependence in our family was so deep that he left everything and took his, after his wife died, took whatever, moved across the country to get away from the judgment and the whatever, the yuck of the codependence. And I was, so far as I know, the only person he kept in touch with. And we were the youngest. There was 1, 2, 3, and then the two of us. And so we had the common frame of reference, common sense of humor, common everything, except I left our small town and went to college. And he had a lot of resentment about that. He stayed in and worked in the family business. So there were those differences. And also because I went to college, I went to Madison, Wisconsin and learned. I lived on Sesame Street. I live in Sesame Street. That's what I dreamed of as a kid. You know, who are the people in your neighborhood, you know, and just all people of all colors and stripes and languages and cultures. And it just turned me on and suits me. And he didn't. And so the cultural divide is very deep. And yet through all of this, for 20 years, right, it never came between us, because we recognized that we have absolutely shared values and in that way shared goals, right? Like basic environmentalism, right? Turn off the lights and keep the streams clean, you know? I mean, basic things. So there was never a point of division. And then a couple of months ago, he just wanted to argue and wanted to, I said, look, you have a choice. Take your time in answering it. You can either talk about this or you can talk to me. Take your time. But I'm serious. And he just exploded more in how angry he is. And it just makes him mad. Well, he needs to go be mad somewhere else. But it's so painful and tragic to be estranged from my only brother.
I understand. First of all, thank you for sharing that. And I'm so sorry that you experienced that. I know at least two people on this call who've had, you know, very tragic situations in their family. And I think there's a statistic about people who lose like a sibling or a child, or that oftentimes like divorce happens, right? Like it doesn't always bring people closer. It's like statistically it doesn't, because the emotions are so big. And we each have our own karmic patterns. And if you ascribe to this philosophy, which I do, and even though life is so hard and tragic sometimes, like these beings that come and go in our life for brief periods of time are here to help us by bringing this up. And you do have a lot of soul family here on this planet, though, too. Joanne, is that correct?
Yes. And Carrie, the other day, I was touched by a local girlfriend, and I thought, she's my spirit family. Where did I hear that recently? And then I re-listened to your recording and I heard it from you. It made me so happy. And I was reminded what you said was, when we find those people, when we turn toward each other, when we come together, right, in this group, it is so powerful, and it brings us such comfort. And like you say, strength in numbers, because, you know, I'm not looking over my shoulder like, where's the candid camera? Am I losing my mind here? You know, and all of that. So, yeah, thank you for that.
You have a lot of spirit family, and he actually is soul family, which is what makes it hard. It's not like you didn't know each other in other lifetimes. You've had quite a few in this situation. And with tragic loss in previous incarnations as well. And these big losses are meant to bring up big feelings so that we heal them. He's healing. He is healing. His pace of healing is a lot slower. than yours, but he is. So you can send him some blessings. And right now, I don't know, maybe in 20 years he'll come and whatever, you know, I don't sense animosity from him, but just know that we have to do what we need to do to protect our big feelings. You know what I'm saying? And there's no guilt in that. And in the meantime, you cultivate your soul family and send him blessings and imagine him, visualize him feeling at peace as well. That will accelerate his healing. You can't make someone heal, but you can visualize them well. And Archangel Raphael is the angel who helps us see things whole and healed and complete, as you remember, because you have the angel's course, right? Archangel Raphael is what helps us with that sense of healing and seeing ourselves, the world, each other whole. Like, there's just a lot of broken energy right now in the world. And I think accepting that is really hard for all of us, you know? And this is part of your path to help us heal the world, is by accepting that you can't help or change everyone. And for you to do your part to help yourself feel whole and happy and joyful and complete, and also send angels, send visuals. I still feel a deep soul connection between you two. It just isn't physical.
Wow, the parallels with my elder brother, Pat, are profound, aren't they? And the bringing up of all of those big feelings, like you say, now that I have more of a skill set to handle them and to process them and to release them. So having had that touched, right, that nerve, that deep, deep nerve touched, it allows release.
Yeah. And the thing is, we wouldn't call this to us if we didn't have the soul skill set to handle them. And that includes your brother. He's just doing it in his, he needs to go through maybe some addiction stuff or whatever he's doing. And that's part of his Chiron karmic wounded healer person. But he will ultimately use that healing to help other people in this life or his next one. But he will. He absolutely will.
Yay. Thank you, my friend.
Mwah. I love you.
I love you too. So much love, and to everybody here, my soul family. Thank you. Big hugs.
I know, it's so beautiful to be with you all. So I just love you all so much. And I hope that this has been uplifting. See, Peggy says, we are all your soul family, Joanne, sending love and peace to you. And I don't know why I always remember you as British, even though you're not, but yeah, we're all Maria's praying for your brother to heal and you to find peace. I love that we're here helping each other, supporting each other. Julie asked if I still do one-on-one work with people. I do not, but I am gathering some people to do one-on-one for you that I trust. So, but this is why I created this. Because I'm not doing one-on-one with people. I'm doing like 1-on-40, right? But this is what all my years of doing one-on-one, I've cultivated the ability to hold space like this so that this is hopefully even better than that. And I'm hoping that you all feel that benefit from having us all join together and the answers that we give each other and the love and healing that we experience from our spirit guides. Any other comments before we say good night or good morning or wherever you are now? Anything else that you want to, besides the love that we're sending Peggy, Maria, and Joanne, anything else that you'd like to share with me or anybody else? I think we managed to get through this with without any, well, this is recording, right? I'm praying still the technical gods. Okay, well, I thank you so much, and I love you so much. And I'm also going to thank our guides and angels here. I'm going to hold your hands again. Great spirit, angels, guides, benevolent ancestors, beings of light, please give us all the healing, the love, the hope, the compassion that we need for ourselves and for each other. Let us remember to walk with joy, to be joyful, to take care of ourselves, to practice radical self-care, self-love, creativity, playfulness, joy. Let us remember that that is our liberation, that is a blessing to our loved ones and each other, and that we may create more joy, more love, more peace, more safety for ourselves and all beings for the highest and best of all. Thank you for your wisdom and light. Amen. Yay, everyone. I love you so much. I love you. And feel free again to write write an email back to me. Let me know if you know about times or anything about the format or anything you'd like from me. And I've gone back and forth with the one-on-one readings. I still just don't. I just feel like I love the group stuff right now, and this is where I am right now. It is possible that this is even better than one. Yes, I'm glad that you feel that way, Deanna. I always do what is best for everyone. Wonderful. I love you too. And okay. Love you and have a wonderful month. I feel like the month's just like the perfect amount of time in between this all. I love it. So, and I love you so much. And I'll see you soon. Lots of love. Bye for now. And let me figure out how to stop this crazy thing. Bye for now.